Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
For summer DIY projects, you know the Home Depot's always in your corner. Now with our mobile app, it can also be in the palm of your hand. With digital tools like image search, snap a picture of something, it'll recognize it and serve up product suggestions in seconds. And our product locator will check availability and lead you right to it. The Home Depot mobile app. Download it today to get started. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
I love the broadcast that NBC Sports Chicago does with Benetti and Stone. And we have both those guys on the show. We have Stone on pretty regularly. Stoney and Benetti were talking about how even in a season where they've tried to speed the game up, the game hasn't really been sped up.
Look, we know this is a great sport. We believe it's the best sport there is. But we are in the battle of our lives for the entertainment dollar. And entertainment in the game is not watching pitchers take their hat off, wiping their brow, walking around, rubbing up the baseball, taking their glove off, and adjusting whatever it is they have to adjust. That's not entertaining. So let's make some entertainment for the fans by seeing continuous action if we can get it. And I think this is the easiest way to do it.
I agree with you completely. I think it's important to note as well, while we're talking about this, that as of 1978, for people who say, well, you're affecting the game negatively and you're changing the game and all that the wrong way, in 1978, the average game time was 2:30. We're talking, 40 years ago, it was 2:30. Even back to 2005, it was 2:49. So if people say, well, in the TV era, you have all these breaks, it was 2:49 in 2005, the year the Sox won the World Series. And the other thing I'll say to your point about bringing entertainment into the ballgame, it's the reason we can't have garbage like don't swing 3-0. Like, it shouldn't even be an argument. Let people be entertaining. You want to hit a grand slam? Go ahead and hit a grand slam.
Sitting in for the vacationing Lawrence Holmes today are Dan Bernstein and Jason Benetti.
Two white guys doing Lawrence Holmes show.
Make me a bicycle clown.
And welcome to it. Indeed, you have the Lawrence Holmes show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm Dan Bernstein, joined by this man, Jason Benetti. Hello, sir.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. And you point out via Twitter, and this is true, and this is really kind of cool, and it kind of touched me a little bit. The first former Boers and Bernstein intern to co-host a show with either Boers or Bernstein. That's kind of neat. It's sort of a circle of life thing.
I didn't know I was the first. That's amazing.
You have to be. I mean, who else? I mean, there have been obviously producers who have, but I don't think any intern has. I mean, that's really kind of a cool thing. I like that. I mean, it makes me feel very old, but still kind of awesome.
I recall when and I'm sure somebody with the Sox is going to give me crap for this, but the one bit that I was proud of that when I interned with you guys, the White Sox had just collected like Carl Everett. And Robbie Alomar had done the whole thing with the spitting and all that. And you came in and Terry, and it was like, well, what can we do with this? And I had contributed nothing. I didn't even know how to use a copier. Like, it took multiple times for me to figure out what a copier was. And I was like, you know, there's that Hedley Lamarr Blazing Saddles bit where he's listing all the different types of people.
Yes.
That are coming to the thing. And I was like, you should play that.
That's
and
right.
It made air.
It was like bushwhackers, muggers, buggers. Yeah. I love the relish with which he said buggers. That just, it makes that whole thing. Oh, so that was your call.
That was the one thing I ever contributed, including not knowing how to clip things out of the Sun Times and assorted other crap that I didn't do very well. And then sometimes just not showing up because the Metra train was late from Mokena. Like I was a bad intern, but look at me now.
Right? Look at now. And you can actually see Jason Benetti on our Twitch stream. It is twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. Brian Gerch is directing. And I should mention that Mike Petriello of MLB.com and StatCast is going to join us at 12:20. We're also going to talk to Mick Mixon, who is the radio voice of the Carolina Panthers. That's coming up at 1:20. Get a little behind the scenes.
Behind enemy lines. That's what I like to call it.
We have Herb Lawrence, the dear boy himself. Herb is on the board today. And this is kind of cool, you know, flying along at this point. Anything happening in the world of the White Sox?
Oh, no. Haven't heard nothing. Just threw my phone in a lake and wasn't listening to the show before this one.
Well, I know. Let's be honest. You are in a position unlike others, and I don't want to make life uncomfortable for you. But I also want to know what you think of the story of the day.
Well, the headline for me is that I've talked to a source within the White Sox who said to me that there are multiple serious candidates. So the stuff about La Russa above everybody else, from what I'm hearing, is not exactly accurate, that there are multiple serious candidates. And so that's where I sit on this, that I think this situation is still being fleshed out as to who the lead candidate is. And I know the way the headline was in the Nightingale piece said otherwise.
Right.
But from what I'm hearing, there are multiple serious candidates. And to put one ahead of the other, it's way early to do that, is what I'm hearing.
That is the issue that I had with Bob Nightingale's reporting from the outset, specifically the framing of this as his job to turn down, or that he is the number one candidate, something other than sequentially. That was the issue that I had specifically with the way it was reported, because he doesn't know, and Rick Hahn may not know who his absolute number one candidate is right now. And the reassurances that I got in talking to people around the team, that it's Rick's hire. And when you talk to people close to Jerry Reinsdorf believes in the hierarchy, and he believes in allowing guys like Rick Hahn and Arturis Karnišovas to hire their guy. And I guess I should learn my lesson from my self-imposed Jim Boylan torture, that I totally did it to myself. And I just like, why haven't they fired him yet? There's a new guy, there's a new brain trust and a new VP and a new GM. Why haven't they fired him? They took their time. They wanted to consider the possibility. The Jim Boylan, who had been given an extension, who was well-liked by ownership, and ultimately they're like, no, we're gonna bounce this dope as soon as we can get him out of the meeting. And that it's just not the way Jerry Reinsdorf does business to push down a candidate or to tell a GM whom to hire. He doesn't believe in that. And that is, I was reassured and heartened to understand that. However, as you know personally, he will say, I want to interview this person myself, and say, this is your first choice. Okay, let me sit in a room with this person, because as I remember it, you have been there when the ceremonial cigar is kindled,
and I didn't smoke it because I don't smoke, and probably nearly lost the job. So there's somebody kicking around on their couch in AAA going, well, if he was just a little meaner about the cigar, maybe I could have had the job. But I think the one thing that's important, and I do believe it, what strikes me about the way the reaction has gone to that name being out there is that people heard Rick Hahn's press conference and assumed a type of person and a type of leader that the category that Tony La Russa is in wouldn't specifically fit. But, you know, I heard what you were saying about, like, what would Tim Anderson think about certain people and all of this stuff. That thought that you had registered in my mind the final week of the 2020 regular season when the whole thing with Wilson Contreras happened and the bat flip. And as we were watching it, we watched, Stoney and I did, and you all at home, Tim and Contreras talking at second base. The next day, Rick Hahn was on this station, and he said, if you don't like it, get him out. And so there's a level of understanding from the general manager's chair of what you're talking about with Change the Game,
mm-hmm.
and of the belief of how that fund should be promulgated across baseball from the White Sox as hub of that. And so I believe that anybody that gets chosen would have to have convinced everybody, Rick Hahn, Kenny Williams, Jerry Reinsdorf, that that is part of what that person's going to do. That's my feeling based on Rick immediately coming out and saying what he said after the Contreras stuff.
Part of the fun of this White Sox team for me was the swagger of how we saw this coming together. And it's not just the way it's marketed, but that matters too. It matters too that aspect of the organization, that arm of the organization that reaches out to the fan, it is the forward-facing presentation to the fan. They've thought long and hard about this. They have really worked hard at imaging this team in that way. And it's no small thing. The Tim Anderson bat flip was described to me, and whether we knew it or not at the time, the Tim Anderson bat flip against Kansas City was a cultural inflection point. There was an energy there that they didn't want to let go. And all they've done is help propagate some of that energy in these supremely confident young men. And watching the way that the smiles of Eloy Jimenez and the hi mom and Luis Robert being who he is, the way they move, the way they interact, it's so joyful and it's so real and it's so expressive that it would really just bug me and bum me out as a fan if they decided to bring in a countervailing force that could in any way wind that back, let alone before we bring in the awful thoughts on Colin Kaepernick and everything else about what was said in 2016 and reiterated on the radio in 2020, that even notwithstanding, I want more, and I want someone who is going to meet this and make this a part of not just who they are, but why they're good.
Yeah, I agree. And my partner, you know, you've known Stoney for years and years and years. Stoney tries to keep as ministerial as possible and as objective as possible and away from the emotional tug of rooting for a guy, because that is his personality. He is a great friend, but that's the way he is in the booth. After the Giolito no-hitter, he said to me as we were on the elevator going downstairs to go into our cars separately, he said, this team and this moment has made me want to go down this elevator and run onto the field and give Lucas a high five.
Wow.
And for me, that's a powerful thing from a guy who has tried to be capital O objective over the course of his time and to great results, great success, great trust from the audience. But to have him have that visceral reaction to that moment, it's not just Lucas and it's not just James McCann and it's not just a catch by Adam Engel. It's the whole atmosphere around a team sort of lifting a cloud of objectivity that's not really a cloud, but I describe it as clouds because they're parting, and put something in somebody. And if it's happening to him, it's happening to people watching and loving this team too. That was a big moment that night for me to know what this team can do to bring people happiness. And I think you and I both feel this way, that when we hear that baseball has healing properties and all of that, we say, can we just deal with the virus and like get kids back in school?
That'd be nice.
Like that's how I feel about that. And I think you do too. But to me, there was a level of emotional contact that came from this team this year that I want to see continue. So whatever it is that makes that continue, I feel very strongly that this is one of those sort of magnetic forces that can really do some great things to make people happy.
I thought you were going to go in a little different direction when you invoked Stoney's name, because I also think that he's an example of something that baseball should see more of. And that is a former player 70 years old or more, getting it in that way and understanding where baseball is heading and understanding that just because back in my day he would have gotten a fastball on the ribs, he'd be staring at the sky. That wasn't okay. I guess this is how they play it now. He's not doing that. And sometimes we lose sight of celebrating the fact that even if in his heart of hearts he knows that there used to be a different way this game was played by the rough, tough guys who played it, it's not like that anymore. And it's other cultures play the game differently. And if you go to watch a game in Venezuela or in the Dominican Republic or elsewhere, or in Puerto Rico, that there's a way that they play. I fell in love with the Puerto Rican World Baseball Classic team. There is that Lindor, the Baez, the joie de vivre that comes along with it. And it's not just okay. It's not just tolerated. It's better. It's great. And the fact that you know, it's one thing for me to do it and for me to understand it. It's another thing for a former player and Cy Young winner and national broadcaster and someone of his standing to have that a part of his current baseball aesthetic. I just think it's really cool.
Well, it's the phrase dancing like nobody's there is a phrase that strikes me when I think about Puerto Rico or Korea or whatever it might be. And I think that was sort of slightly the cool thing about this season of Major League Baseball, which is very difficult in a lot of ways. But some of these guys had that feeling that they had to dance like nobody was there and they weren't being judged by a crowd immediately. And there was a little bit more flair, but there's a freedom in and having done a bunch of games from South Korea from my home, there's a freedom in even the swings, right? Somebody will corkscrew themselves out of the batter's box and not think anything of it. And they'll smile at the pitcher. And there's sort of like a generosity in spirit that comes with that rather than a don't do this because we said so. And to close the conversation, and Herb's looking at his watch, which I think in talk radio means, hey, go to the break. But I'm not
You're
sure.
Good.
We do it with three outs, so I haven't seen any outs yet. Stoney, I would pay a lot of money to see a conversation between Stoney and Trevor Bauer. Whatever you think of Trevor Bauer, I think they both sort of have iconoclastic personalities. And I would love just to have Bauer have Stoney on his podcast for 30 minutes one day and just see where it went.
Yeah, you're describing sort of the baseball equivalent of the improv principle of yes and. Right. It's just sort of like if you're doing this, OK, let's do this and let's see where this goes. And is that OK? OK, yeah, this is OK. And I love that. It adds a personality and a creativity. And I think for you to phrase it the way you did, it makes people happy, and happy is more than OK right now. We'll be happy talking with Mike Petriello of MLB.com and StatCast, one of the smartest guys out there covering baseball, is going to join us next. It's Dan Bernstein and Jason Benetti hosting the Lawrence Holmes Show today on The Score.
The Score is Chicago sports.
Chicago sports is The Score.
We've been doing it for almost three decades now. And we thank you for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device, through the radio.com app, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score. We're live and we're local. 670 The Score is a radio.com sports station.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
You don't have to pay top dollar to get top shelf.